Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
Happy to be joined now by LSU linebacker Whit Weeks. Whit, last time we really talked a lot was all the way back in recruiting. Now, I feel like you're one of the Cowboys of the SEC. Just you wear such a cool, emotional style of play on your sleeve, and you've got some style with it too.
Yeah.
What's it been like kind of watching yourself maybe grow into that?
Well, I'll take that compliment for sure.
Yeah.
As far as my growth is going, I mean, I think we had the best – defensive coordinator in college football. Coach Baker, he's really helped not only me, but everybody on the defense take that next step to with his preparation and with his defense. It's so easy to look good in his defense.
Going into this season, what are your expectations for yourself? I know you put a lot on your plate. You know, going back to high school, you never came off the field, all those things. So what's on your plate this fall?
Really the main thing, I want to be the best leader I can be. If anybody needs me, they know that I'm there. Whether that's on the football field or off the football field. If anybody has a flat tire, I hope they know that they can call me and I'll be there in 5 minutes to help them. And that's the type of guy that I want to be in this locker room. I want to be a guy that people can look to no matter what. On the football field, sure, especially. They know they can do that, but especially off the
You've given me some media, some music recs throughout the years. What's in the headphones, you know, before the game?
Oh, before the game. I go all over the place.
Okay.
Between rock, country, rap, Hispanic music, like everything. I listen to everything, and just really it's whatever I'm feeling that day that gets me fired up. But my go-to right before Coach Kelly calls us up is Kick It in the Sticks by Brantley Gill.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yep. I love it.
It's always been that since high school, and it'll probably always be that for him.
There you
that
go.
That song just gets me go.
You guys start off against Clemson on the road, the other Death Valley, the Battle of the Death Valleys. What is that experience going to be like? What are you looking – what's the early preparation like for you guys there?
I'm excited. I cannot wait. There's nothing – you come to LSU to play in big football games. So I'm glad that we have a great one right out the bat. Top 10 matchup on the road. That's what you want in college football. That's why I play this sport, is to play in the biggest stages in college. Like that, it's so exciting to know that every workout you go to, this is what you're working on right here. Clemson's coming faster than you think it is. Like we don't get a chance to walk into the season with a team that's of less talent than Clemson. We know that right once we're going to have to start with a sprint right out the gate.
And, you know, that's closer to home for you. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of people there. But you know, one game that was a huge one in your guys' season last year, you know, that game against LSU. What was the emotional roller coaster? Against Ole Miss, sorry.
Okay, yeah.
What was the emotional roller coaster of that type of a game, that type of an ending? Yeah, I know you've been a part of a couple of them, but that one in particular, what do you recall from that?
How awesome that was. Well, I mean, just that's what college football is all about right there, is that type of game, those two teams, rivals, playing in the biggest stages and performing like that, putting a game that'll probably be talked about for a long time to come. And to be a part of that, it's fun. And, I mean, that game showed a lot about who we were as a team. We weren't winning for a single second of that game until the very last play. And that just shows the type of fight and the type of grit that our team has.
What stands out about a Lane Kiffin offense when you have to prepare for it? I know it's going to be a lot different this year with Austin Simmons coming in versus, you know, Dart being back there. But what stands out as far as what you have to prepare for no matter who's back there?
Well, you got to prepare for everything because you don't know what the heck he's about to dial up. So really you have to know your key and be focused on your job specifically. You can't get lost in all the eye candy because Lane Kiffin's one of the best offensive minds in football, in my opinion. It's always tough playing against Ole Miss because you know that their offense is going to – they're going to have some wrinkle that makes it fun to play against them, honestly, in my opinion. I love that game. That's a game that I look forward to every year.
You were recruited by them. They're among your final schools. Is there ever kind of – you're out there playing against Ole Miss. You see Lane over there. He's calling plays against you. Is there any funny business going on other than that, or are you just so focused on that? I'm not trying to get you on anything. I just he's an interesting cat. You're an interesting cat.
You know, so football's football. Football gets heated.
There you go.
And I love to talk trash, and he loves to talk trash. So that's why I love playing against him, is because it's so much fun. The competitive nature of that game, year in and year out. There's always going to be fireworks every time LSU plays Ole Miss.
You guys get them in end of September. That's a big early season game for you guys in SEC play. You know, talk about the SEC slate for you guys and just to add. Preparing for those early season games, trying to take them game by game and things like that.
Right. Well, like I said, this season, we're going to have to open it with a sprint. We got Clemson week one and then La Tech, Florida week three. So those first three games, it's not like you get a rehearsal. It's you're going right away. And once you get into it, you're into it. But as far as the Ole Miss game goes, that stadium is so fun to play in. You know, they got all the fireworks, everything. It's a great environment, so I'm really looking forward to playing up there.
Lastly, we'll end on this. What are you most excited about from all the transfers you guys have brought in, retooling that team? You know, just what do you see from your defense going into this season?
I see a lot of growth. And coming into year two with Coach Baker, I feel like there's a certain level of comfort there, too. Everybody has the playbook. Like the back of the hand. And with comfort comes confidence. And when you're playing confident, you're playing fast, free, and physical. And that's the brand of defense that LSU can play this year.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for the time, Whit. Good to see you, brother.
Definitely. Good to see you.
Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at College Corner. Of course, College Corner is the spot for all Ole Miss fans to find the best of the best when it comes to the Ole Miss swag. They've got locations in Flowood, Ridgeland, and the Oxford Commons. So make sure you head over there, check out their store. And if you do shop online, make sure you click the link in our episode description so that we get a little credit for helping you out by getting you the right swag, whether it be baseball series, whether it be summer family events, or just getting ready for the fall. They've got the full lineup of all the Ole Miss gear that you want to see. And it all comes to you from our friends at College Corner. So check them out today. And again, hit that link in our bio and support them and check out the best gear that any Rebel fan would like to have at College Corner. Talk of Champions is presented by our friends at Status Jet. That's right. StatusJet.com is where you head to get the lowdown on all your options, whether it be big jets, small jets, helicopters. They can help you plan whatever you need to do on your trip, whether it be a work trip, family trip, they can do all that for you. And when you mention the Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round trip flight. So see if this is the right move for you for your summer vacations. That time is quickly approaching. So make sure you head to statusjet.com today, reach out to them, and they'll hook you up with the trip of a lifetime. So appreciate Status Jet for supporting the Ole Miss Spirit and those of you who got the travel bug as well.
Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses?
Get your first month free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's low odor spray paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum spray paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome inside, at least for me, not for Ole Miss star forward Malik Dia, the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch, Riverland Roofing for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss athletics in the name, image, and likeness space. Our thanks to our friends at Riverland Roofing. Malik Dia coming to us now from the TUI Center there on campus. Hey, buddy, how we doing?
Good, man. It's a blessing to be here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on and joining me, man. It's been a busy summer for y'all, and y'all have been getting acclimated with all your new teammates and stuff like that. First and foremost, how are you feeling? How are you? And kind of what has this summer been like for you?
I'm feeling really good. Super excited about this team. You know, the season coming up, I think we've all put a lot of good chemistry together. We gel really well. Totally different team from last year. Very talented team, very long and athletic. Got guys who can space the floor. A bunch of more positionless guys like myself and Brake from last year. And on top of that, I think we got really good guys who can fill really good roles for us along with the coaching. Also, just establishing our culture with this new team, you know, just bringing them in and, you know, showing them how we do things and teaching them basically how to win. You know, Coach Beard's been doing this for quite a long time. So myself being a returner and coach, you know, just trying to impose that culture and help us, you know, get farther than we did last year with the Sweet 16.
Well, last year you had to go through it as one of the new guys meshing in. Like, there's so many new transfer guys that are doing what you did this time last year, right? And that team ended up being a Sweet 16 team, matching the greatest ever single season accomplishment in program history. What are you taking from that experience yourself now that you and Eduardo are the lone vets, but really, I mean, you're the star returner here. What did you learn from that experience and that you're taking with this team to show them the way, right? To show them the way of Beard doing things. And what was the biggest piece that you took in that process to get here now to be the leader of these guys?
Yeah. Last year I would feel like that I took a couple, you know, leadership techniques and pieces from different guys like Sean, Dre, Brake, Matt, Juju, DB, they all just had their different ways of, you know, leading the team and going about it in different ways. And I think as me as a person, my job isn't to necessarily follow them, but take bits and pieces and implement that into myself in the way that I think I can lead this team. You know, coming back and having, you know, Klafke here as well and Zach and Max is amazing because they can also help and point out things that they see. Along with using their voices and, you know, just, you know, getting people acclimated, not even on basketball, but, you know, just around Oxford as well. I think we've been all doing a great job of just coming together and making this team just, you know, the best possible team that we can be.
Culturally, what is the big thing to teach new guys about Beard, right? Like, what is the thing that you have to say, all right, this is how we do it around here, and let me show you the way? What's the big core tenets and pillars for Beard that make his culture different than other places that really made you fall in love with a place where you could have left after this year and pursued professional opportunities, but you wanted to come back? What are those things that you're impressing upon your new teammates?
Yeah, it's winning. I think here there's a high level of winning that Coach Beard wants to do. You know, we're not satisfied with losing or having losing seasons. You know, he always prides himself on, you know, being a winning team and, you know, losing isn't an option to us. Another thing that I really think is big with the culture here is just, you know, raising our own expectations. I feel like everybody comes in with their own expectations, goals and whatnot. And I feel like coming here, you know, Beard kind of raises those expectations. At least he did for me and, you know, a lot of the guys last year. Each guy has their different stories. And I know that Coach Beard is, you know, each talk to us individually about, you know, just taking the next step, you know, also, you know, having different goals, such as if one wants to play professional basketball, he's going to give us the plan and the setup on what we have to do this season in order to accomplish those goals along with that and winning. Because if someone has professional goals to, you know, make it far in life with basketball and whatnot, I think that can really implement to winning. Because if you're a professional basketball player and you treat yourself as a pro at this level, it can only help this team and help us win.
What's the next step for you? Because last year it was a great year, an incredible year. The NCAA tournament had a great stretch of games. You and Sean really, in a lot of ways, carried Ole Miss in certain games, especially offensively. What's the next step then for Malik Dia? Because you're not a finished product. You're probably the most familiar finished product on this team as far as Ole Miss fans are concerned. But right. What are you working on individually to then take your game to another level, right? You don't come back unless you believe Chris Beard and this culture and what you found at Ole Miss can help you grow even more. So what are you specifically yourself working on so you can take it to another level?
This year I want to become a better in-shape player, look the part, be the part, be able to play high-level minutes for a consistent amount of time. I want to be able to, continue to prove that I can be a switchable defender and guard guards and be able to, be a versatile, all-around block shots, steals. Lead our team in MIGs and, be a defensive anchor for this team. The talent already shows, being polished with offense and, being very simple in my game and not trying to do too much. And on top of that, I want to improve my rebounding from a statistical point. I think that, 5.8 rebounds, which I did last year, was, very average, seldom. So this year I just want to up that and, prove to people that I can rebound the ball at a high level.
What were those conversations like after the year? Because, again, you could have left and pursued professional opportunities. I'll never forget. I mean, you were in tears after the NCAA tournament run there in the locker room because that team meant a lot to you. And knowing that you don't know what's coming back or not, right? You don't know what the future looks like. This is very much year to year now as far as roster construction. That team was so special. How did Coach Beard – I mean, were you ever really seriously considering leaving or was – what was those conversations and deliberations like between you two to get you to this place where, yeah, man, I got to have one more go at this, right?
Yeah, definitely had some considerations and some thoughts. Was talking to Coach Beard throughout the season, especially down the last stretch. It was very tough, just evaluating both sides and figure out what I needed to do and seeing if I needed to take that next jump to the NBA. Or saying, the SEC and, prove myself. But ultimately, right before the season over, Coach Beard pulled me in his office and basically was like, we got a couple of, games right here down the stretch. Put a good tournament together, see how far we can take this team. And go from there and see what the stock's like. After the season was over, kind of just evaluated with, my inner circle and Coach Beard and felt like, coming back and, having an even more productive season and, trying to raise the level of, Ole Miss and Oxford standards to an even higher level and making it higher than the Sweet 16. So that was kind of our goal here. And, that's ultimately what led me coming back. And I'm just super excited for the team that was built. The pieces, once again, I told you, they just really fit. I feel like the system that we're playing, we have a bunch of really good guys who are good at specific roles. And we can all just fulfill into those things and end up being a winning team.
I remember, too, when you were asked by, I think, ESPN after one of the top four wins, maybe Alabama, which was a first in program history. Like, the historic nature of last season doesn't get talked about enough. Yes, the NCAA tournament Sweet 16, but those top four wins, for example. And after, I think, Alabama, you were asked by ESPN, and you said it, man, we believe we have Final Four potential, right? And that bared out. Y'all were a shot or two away from advancing to the Elite Eight. Then you see what happens. But now that you look around, that was a completely separate team. When you look around, you've already mentioned some of the pieces and what you've seen, but do you see another team that could contend like that team? And what are the what are you trying to accomplish as a team between now and season start to feel even more confident about what this team could be? But do you see it already, right?
Yeah, it's super early, so you can't really say based off, any games or production or anything yet. But I think that our mentality and our mindset is the same. I believe that we have enough talent to win every single game on our schedule. Definitely not afraid to say that. It's just kind of the way our brains are programmed and how Coach Beard has us. In terms of what I think we need to do, I think we just need to continue, the process each and every day, just getting better every single day. Coach Beard once told me last year, he said, getting better never gets old. You should never get bored with the process of every single day coming in and practice, getting your shots in, watching film, treating your nutrition right, getting the right sleep, and then also enjoying balance of, the great college town that Oxford is, along with, the basketball. So Everyday process is what we're going through. Just trying to get better each and every single day. I think if we all just get better from now to the first game, we'll be really good. And then from that game, we just learn and we keep going on and on. And then, you know, stack days and, you know, days turn into months and then months turn into championship time.
As far as the new players, obviously they've all probably stuck out to you in some way, but what's been your biggest takeaway from a number of guys? Like, you know, AJ Storr's got a decorated resume, Corin Johnson obviously has to get healthy, but a player that y'all are excited about, Travis Perry from Kentucky, Corey Chest addresses a need, so does James Scott, that a personnel type that y'all didn't necessarily have last year with rim protection and things of that nature. Right. What of these guys, just what are some of your evaluations so far of your new teammates? What do you think about them?
Yeah, I'm not going to single anybody out and say some names because I don't want to forget anybody because there's a lot of them. But I feel like we've all been contributing very well. I feel like as a team, our defense is going to be elite this year, better than last year, just being long and athletic, like I said. Rebounding will not be a struggle. As it was last year, I feel like we have the physicality and the athleticism, and we got guys who really just want to go get it, including myself. You know, every single day is a battle. We got a lot of competitive guys that just burns a little bit when they lose in, you know, drills and competitions and practice. So that's always good to see. And, you know, I think if we all, once again, just get on that same page together, which I think we are starting to, and building this culture, I think we can go really far.
Well, Eduardo Klofke and your relationship with him, what's it like, man? Because did y'all feel a little bit like, you know, the Fresh Prince, that meme where he's standing in the house by himself looking around? Yeah. You know, what was that like? And it's like, oh, at least I still got one familiar face around. And Max, too. Max was a part of last year. Zach Day's now on scholarship. These guys are really important for culturally. But what was just that like? Because this is a change in college athletics, man. It used to be maybe you'd have teammates for 3 to 4 years. Basketball was a little bit different, but now it's even more crazy. What was that like when you're walking and go, oh, it's just us, you know? Like, that
had to be a thrill. It was crazy. I remember our first practice, I told Klafke, I was like, dang, Juju's not here no more. Like those exact words. So, you know, just, you know, me and him being the only guys coming back who played, and then, you know, having Zach and Max who were also coming back, that's just, you know, a very different, you know, setting. But at the same time, it's not nothing I'm not used to, you know, unfortunately transferring twice, seeing just, you know, different teams all the time, you know, help build this team. It's amazing just the process that it is. And, you know, it's really a blessing just to have these guys here. So I think our goal is just to help implement that culture, like I've been saying, and getting everybody on the team and, you know, sharing those special memories that we had last year.
As far as your health and everything, are you feeling good? You know, what about those gains in the weight room and stuff like that? As you're changing your body, working on your body, trying to improve it, all that kind of stuff, what's that been like for you and kind of where are you? And in the team health-wise, I'm not asking for injury secrets or anything, but what's that summer been like as far as, you know, the nutrition aspect and this team getting bigger, faster, stronger, all those type of things?
Yeah, I'm blessed to say that I've been pretty healthy. You know, all of our guys have been pretty healthy for the most part. We're all just, you know, simply getting better each and every day. I think we're taking the process very well with nutrition, the strength and conditioning part. I think we're taking conditioning serious. We know that it's a big part of what we do and part of running and playing, you know, elite defense. So we all have to be in shape to do that. But I think everybody's taking this serious. You know, the first couple of weeks, you know, sometimes if your coach is not strong, you can just, you know, BS through it. But I think that we've established that this is important to us in the preseason and is important, and I feel like everyone's taking it serious.
Well, I ask about injuries because I was sitting by Matt and Chris Beard for dinner at Downtown Grill. It ended up being just 2 hours. I was talking about Ole Miss basketball and stupid fun stuff. It was wonderful. And it was really funny because, like, Beard took Matt out because he said, if we beat North Carolina NCAA tournament, I'll take you out. It's exactly what happened. He fulfills his promise. He's sitting there, but it's the second night of the NBA draft. And Matt was hurt all last year, man. I mean, he just battled through it so hard and just sacrificed so much because he wanted Ole Miss to get somewhere it never got before, and God bless him for it. But like, what when you see Matt and now Sean and Dre, all these guys that came together to form such a memorable team, now getting their opportunities, even if it wasn't, for Matt's case, what he thought it was going to be, right? But getting their next level opportunities, what's that like as someone who went through those battles with them and know what they went through, and knowing that they're going to be a part of your life forever because you'll have a shared common experience? What's that been like to see those guys as they advance their careers?
It's a blessing, man. It honestly is to see your brothers, you know, make their dreams of playing professional ball come true is just amazing. You know, I firmly believe that, you know, if you're on a team with someone, you kind of want to, you know, dive into the experience and figure out a lot about them. And I know that a lot of my teammates last year wanted to play pro basketball at the highest level, and, you know, want to be an impact and play this game for a while. A lot of people love the game. So just to see them take that next jump was just amazing, man. You know, to see Sean and Dre be in summer league was awesome. God bless, you know, Matt's getting healthy, so he'll be with the Jazz pretty soon. For mini camp, he's been up here and peeping his head in and out. So it's amazing seeing him. You know, Sean's actually here right now, so it's good to see him. You know, just seeing these guys, you know, take the next step in their journey is just amazing. You know, I'm always here to support them for anything, and, you know, just know that I have their back always.
Sean looks pretty clean in the Portland stuff. I think that was like a great fit for him, just for like his aura and drip and like fit, bro. I think like I think Portland was a pretty good spot for Sean, man. You kind of seen him, right? You been watching him a little bit?
Yeah. Sean was looking really good in Portland. Like I said, his game translates. Small guard who just plays really hard. So that's just, you know, amazing to see him, you know, doing his thing at the highest level. Blessings to him, and then on top of that with Dre as well. You know, getting the chance to see him, you know, playing summer league is just amazing, man.
Well, last thing I'll let you go. Football, Ole Miss fall camp opened up. And when I knew I was going to talk to you today, I was like, I got to ask, because, man, you're 6'8". You built like a brick shit house, right? If you had to switch over there, because I've done this before. I've been covering Ole Miss for so long. I saw my guy, Murphy Holloway, still a dear friend of this day, go out for camp with the Ravens and stuff. Like Jeremy Parnell went from Ole Miss basketball to starting tackle for the Jags in the NFL. I'm not saying that's what's happening with you, but if you did have to make that spot, could Malik Dia be a tight end? Did you ever play football coming up?
Yeah, played football all the way up until eighth grade. And then one day I just, you know, decided to stop.
Hitting, you know, I didn't take, like, the hitting kind of gets old after a while.
Yeah, that the eye sweat was kind of a big deal for me in the summer. I couldn't really deal with it. And then I turned claustrophobic with the helmet and all that stuff. So, but yeah, so I definitely could go out there, catch a couple balls and, you know, be a good tight end out there or whatever. You know, I really feel like if I just decided to dedicate myself to that, I could really do it. So
it's really cool also to see, you know, how Ole Miss, all the sports supporting each other and all thriving right now. It's a very special time for Ole Miss athletics. So Malik Dia, thank you for this. You've been a big part of it. Going to continue to be a big part of it. He's the star forward for Ole Miss basketball. Joining me here in the Riverland Roofing Studios, New Albany branch, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. Malik, you're the man. Thank you for doing this, my friend. We'll do it again, and best of luck the rest of the summer going into the year.
Yes, sir. Howdy, toddy.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.